how to use mouthwash for more than bad breath. Find out how mouthwash can multitask for you. You will need an alcohol-based, sugar-free mouthwash, cotton balls, moisturizer, an empty hand sanitizer bottle, and witch hazel. Step 1. Use mouthwash as an antiseptic. Pour it on minor cuts, scrapes, and burns to prevent infections. Step 2. After washing your face with your regular cleanser, wipe it with a mouthwash dampened cotton ball. It will work like an astringent to tighten pores. Follow up with a dab of moisturizer. Mouthwash can overdry your face. Step 3. The next time your pricey little bottle of hand sanitizer runs out, refill it with mouthwash. It will do the trick just as well. Step 4. Nix dandruff with a simple mix of one part witch hazel and one part mouthwash with 8 parts water. Put it in a spray bottle and spritz at your roots, on your scalp, after shampooing and conditioning, while your hair is still damp. Leave in and style with your usual products. Step 5. Make cut flowers last longer by adding 2 tablespoons per gallon of water. The mouthwash will inhibit bacterial growth. Step 6. Sanitize your toilet by pouring 2 ounces into the bowl, letting it sit for 30 minutes, then swishing and flushing. Step 7. After handling a smelly food like garlic, wash your hands, rub them with a cotton ball soaked in mouthwash, and rinse them. For best results, let your hands air dry before rinsing. Step 8. Out of deodorant? Slap some mouthwash under each arm and you're good to go. Did you know? Listerine was named after English doctor Joseph Lister, who, in 1865, introduced the antiseptic surgical practices that have saved millions of lives.